I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sarah and Vinny.
You guys, listen. Tom Hanks is mad at you.
Okay. Oh.
Can't have that. Well, he caught the coronavirus before it was the cool thing, you know. And now he's got harsh words for anybody who's not taking it seriously. He says, okay. Listen, Mom and Dad, listen up to this. Listen up. He says, there's really only three things we can do in order to get to tomorrow. Wear a mask, social distance, and wash our hands. Those things are so simple, so easy. If anybody cannot find it in themselves to practice those three very basic things, I just think, shame on you. Tom Hanks said, shame on you. Don't be a P word. I guess I shouldn't yell that out. Don't be a P word. Meow. Get on with it. Do your part. It's very basic. If you're driving a car, you don't go too fast. Use your turn signal. You avoid hitting pedestrians. My Lord, it's common sense, says Mr. Tom Hanks. Of course, not everyone is doing their part, Mom and Dad, which is why America has been hit so hard by COVID-19. The U.S.
It's commonsensical. In other words, it makes sense.
Thank you, second worst president. The U.S. has more than twice the deaths of any other country and nearly double the cases of the next closest country, which is Brazil. Thank you, Tom Hanks, for your words of wisdom. Listen to this, Vinny. Jim Carrey. Yeah. Love mm-hmm. Jim Carrey. What's not to love, right? Come on.
His latest role in Sonic was actually really well done. He's good.
He just does the voice on that? Oh, you know,
no,
you said he's actual physical character.
Yeah, he's the bad guy in Sonic. He's excellent.
He has a new book coming out next week. It's called Memoirs and Misinformation. And it's a fictionalized memoir, so it's a novel, I guess, with Jim basically portraying himself as, quote, an avatar of anybody in my position, of the artist, of the celebrity, of the star, that world and all its excesses and gluttony and self-focus and vanity. I'm going to read this book. The book also includes fictional portrayals of other celebrities, including Tom Cruise, although for legal reasons, he has had to change a few of the names. Tom Cruise's name in the book is Laser Jack Lightning.
You know, I think he's pretty smart and he's pretty funny. And this could actually be a good read because right off the bat, by saying it's fiction, he clears himself almost completely from lawsuits.
It's sort of fiction. It's sort of a memoir, right?
It could be all true and he's just saying it's fiction and hey, what?
Right, that little blurb at the front, this is a fictional story, people. And Jim says, that's just, so the lightning, the Laser Jack Lightning is Tom, in case you're looking for him in the book, it's Tom Cruise. Jim says, that's just us poking fun at the litigiousness of Hollywood. I know Tom Cruise, he may sock me, but hey, I'll take the beating for a piece of art. I think he's going to love it. A fictional Nicolas Cage is also in the book, and I don't know if he uses Nicolas's name because they don't give the, you know, where Tom is Laser Jack Lightning, they're just saying Nicolas Cage. He was psyched when he heard about it. He said, I'm so honored, man. You have no idea. So that's a guy who's psyched to be in Jim Carrey's book.
Nicolas Cage.
Yes, I'll read the book. I guess it comes out next week. I'll read it and I'll do a book report on it. Then.
Interesting.
Two pages, single spaced.
Nicolas Cage just, as good as he is, he's just in the last 10 years become a disaster, hasn't he?
Yeah. And all the weird stuff about his life comes out.
Well, that's what I mean. Yeah, I mean
the love life and the
getting married and walking into the actual courthouse and saying, this girl's robbing me. What are you doing?
I'm still going to do this, though. I'm doing this. We're going to get this annulled in a day or two. We're going to have mad sex tonight.
I don't want to slander anybody, but I wonder, it makes you think he's on drugs or like, you know,
but
just
he's
because,
like, famous for weird stuff. Like,
I know, but anyone in their right mind would say, oh yeah, I don't have to do this. Let me just leave. Like, what are you think she's robbing you, but you decide to be, but there you are. In the courthouse.
Just tell the judge she's robbing. I don't perform the ceremony.
I'm leaving.
All right. Next up is Major League Baseball and the NBA. They all right for now. They're insisting that they're coming back this month because it's July. But every day, I hate to say it. It seems more and more doomed. At least four Major League Baseball players have opted out. Mike Leake of the Arizona Diamondbacks, Ryan Zimmerman, and Joe Ross of the world champion Washington Nationals. Congratulations, Vaughn. And Ian Desmond of the Colorado Rockies. They're all sitting out over concerns for COVID-19, whether for themselves or high-risk family members. But Ian Desmond, who is biracial, also shared his frustration with racial injustice, wants you to spend some time. And he wants to spend time off with his family and working with youth and bringing his old stomping grounds back up to snuff. I guess he was walking around. He's like, God, this place has just deteriorated. He made an incredibly powerful statement on Instagram. And let me see if I can get his exact address. It's I_DEZ20. Go read it. It's actually amazing.
For the record, he's someone, and this is what I heard on ESPN, because I have never seen him play, or if I've seen him, I didn't notice him. He's not on our team, so I'm not really paying attention.
Don't know all the guys on every roster.
But for the record, they say he's really good, and so he won't have a problem getting another big contract on the other side of this year. Which offers him that luxury. So there are some players who, you know, might want to do that and might never put on a uniform again because they're not good enough. But he'll be
well.
Back.
And they've canceled minor league baseball. Mm-hmm. Minor league baseball was officially, I don't see a date, but that is canceled. Several other, let's see here. Several players have tested positive for COVID-19. Last we heard, the season's supposed to start around July 23rd, but still no schedule. Very little information about how the league will keep COVID-19 from infiltrating. Major League Baseball said that both leagues will use the designated hitter. They'll try to keep tied games from going too long by starting extra innings with a runner on second base. Spitting's prohibited. There'll be wet rags to keep pitchers from licking their fingers. All good luck stuff. There'll be expanded dugout and bullpen space. They're encouraging players, umpires, other on-field personnel to practice physical distancing, which is great. But if someone on the field has coronavirus, it's hard to believe it won't spread, especially if the player's asymptomatic. The same goes for the NBA. At least a half dozen players are sitting out the upcoming season. Many others have tested positive. 79-year-old announcer Marv Albert says, I'm not taking any chances. The NBA is playing in a bubble in Orlando, supposedly, but Florida has emerged as a hotspot, and people are questioning whether or not they'll be able to keep the players inside there. Hey, Bruni, I sent you a link to an ESPN commentator, Stephen A. Smith. Do you know him, Vin?
Oh, yeah.
Apparently, he's screaming his head off about how the players are going to have to leave the bubble to have sex.
He screams his head off every day. That's his
MO?
Mm-hmm. He's very smart and very well-spoken, but he's also a loud guy, so... And as am I, so I'm not saying that in a bad way,
right?
But that's him.
Were you able to find that? If not, I'm just going to skip over because the NHL, by the way, on the in things that are due to start later this year, if they start, 26 players have tested positive since June 8th, so it's looking like that's not going to happen either. But look, I mean, it's all going to happen. Everyone will be safe and distanced, and you'll get your sports back then. Okay, what's coming up in the news?
Oh, we don't have the Stephen A?
Like, apparently not.
This is Drago. Let's just talk about it, Stephen. Stop playing the game. That's what's going to say. Say what, Max? What'd you say?
So what are they going to do? What are you saying? After 3 weeks, what happens?
Oh, I'm telling you they're going to violate the bubble. That's what I'm telling you. I'm telling you right now.
No more distancing, Max.
Hey, listen. They're going to practice social distancing with the general public. But I'm sorry. When it comes to either your wife or if you're not married, your girl, it's a struggle, okay? I'm just telling y'all. That's what's going on here. Somebody's got to say it.
Oh, my God.
With the general public. But I'm sorry.
Sorry. You know, even when he was asking the guy what he goes, what? What? What'd you say? Like, he just yells all that. You're right.
I'm familiar with him. He's excellent, but he's definitely excitable.
I might actually have to watch him.
He's very passionate.
Clearly.
That's all.
Well, he's not the first guy to say that these young, rich basketballers are not going to stay in the bubble for any... Like, if someone's got a family, then you bring your family.
Right.
It's the guys who were like, hey, I can't sit... Yes, I've played, you know, I don't know, 10 rounds of golf. I've you know, been to whatever other... But now I need to just go have some sex with some groupies.
I'm sorry!
I need to get out of here.
Right outside. I've had enough backgammon games with you.
Right.
All right, Vinny, what's coming up?
Well, a bunch of stuff, including a little quick update on some of the stuff going on, plus a guy in Kentucky who's arrested and multiple times. The Star Spangled Banner makes the news, and more after these.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny. On Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.